Good morning, everybody. I'm so blessed to be here this morning with each one of you. Thank you for dialing in and for being a part of our community that we meet every single Monday morning at 8:30 Central. We start at about 8:25 with prayer requests and praise reports, and then we do a study and then prayer time together. So if you ever have a prayer request, feel free to message it to me on Facebook or jump on our call. We love it when you're live on the call. I know I've got so many people that listen and pass the links forward. You can always find those under the free tab on one of my websites. That's Becky Spieth, SPIETH.com. But I just want to thank you guys for being a part of our community. Also, just so you know, if you need anything in the middle of the week, don't think you have to wait till Monday. That I pray every day, almost every day without ceasing, seems like. And so, you know, it tells us in the Word to do that. So I love that we can constantly be connected to the Lord and be praying and pouring our hearts out to Him and praising Him and worshiping Him. So if you ever have prayer requests in the middle of the week, feel free always to jump in and go over to The Christian Direct Seller and post those there or message me. I'd be happy to pray for you throughout the week. Today's message is going to be called Trust Me. And it came from some of my experiences this last week. This last week, I was actually, it was actually a little over a week ago. I was flying home from New Hampshire. I did a retreat there, and I was on my last leg of my flight, and all of a sudden, I felt something fall from the top of my mouth onto my tongue. I thought, well, that's weird, because I had only had a smoothie in the airport, and I thought, well, that is just really bizarre. I wonder what's going on there. As I reached in to get it out of my mouth because it felt very hard, I realized it was one half of my crown on my back molar, which was surprising to me because I had just been to the dentist for my cleaning. We just did the inspection and everything was good. And so I was kind of surprised by that, but I had a big hole and went into the dentist and they said, oh, looks like we're going to have to send you over to the endodontist. And so I went over to the endodontist and after spending most of 2 days in dental offices, they said, we need to do a root canal and we'd like to do it tomorrow. Well, it just wouldn't work into my schedule, so I decided to wait until Friday. In the meantime, I started having fevers throughout the week and then ended up in the chair on Friday. And as I was sitting there, the endodontist wanted to talk to me with all the stuff in my mouth about politics. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? But it was really funny because I've not really followed the presidential campaign that much, but I decided to watch one of the town halls from New Hampshire and saw Donald Trump and just saw the commentaries afterwards and was just watching the news. And I try not to watch the news a whole lot because, to me, it's just very, very negative. But with the presidential elections coming up soon, I thought, I've got to start getting informed. So it was interesting to me. And the endodontist kind of had the same perspective that he was saying, you know, it's really kind of sad, you know, that we've got strong leadership in some candidates and we've got strong politicians in others. And we need the social graces of the politicians, absolutely, and the being able to be good diplomats across the world. But we really do need leadership in the country. But the one thing that we hear over and over again with the politicians was trust me. And as I sat there with my mouth open, just trusting that that was going to be a good experience, that I was not going to have lots of other complications as I've had in the past with some of my root canals and different dental procedures, I was trusting him. And he was talking to me about politicians and trusting them. And it just seemed like trust was all over the last week. And I just kept hearing, trust me, trust me, trust me. And I thought, who can I really trust? And why do I really want to trust? And the one thing that I was thinking about was from the Word and thinking about, you know, I can really trust the Lord. And He's truly the only person that we can trust. And there's so many different scriptures around that. But I was thinking specifically about Hebrews 4:15, and this is from the New Living Translation. It says, this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings that we do, yet he didn't sin. I thought, that's a guy I want to trust. That's somebody I want to put my trust in. I don't want to put my trust in a politician or another human, but I want to put my trust in the Lord. And the thing that I love about this is that we can trust him because he faced all the same things that we've gone through. And I know some of you are going through some stuff. I mean, we are. And Connie was mentioning before we started the recording that we're part of the John Maxwell team together, and part of what we offer on our Facebook page is to pray for people, and people will post requests, and there's just been massive tragedy. I mean, just unbelievable accidents. And I know sometimes that the enemy likes to distract us. That right now the John Maxwell team has actually entered into what we're calling the 7-day experiment off of John's new book he's going to be releasing very soon called Intentional Living. And John's been working on this book for quite a while. He actually, when we first started the John Maxwell team, he invited us to his home. And he was working on a couple of books then. And it was interesting because one was the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and he showed us his notes for that. And the other one was this Intentional Living book. And he said, this is going to be my life's work. He said, this is really what's important to me. And I feel blessed because I can remember glancing at some of his notes, and it was just at the very, very beginning stage. And he pulled out his spiral notebook before, he wasn't even using his iPad back then, and had his cards like he normally does, but he said, it's so important that we live this way, because this is one of his secrets that the Lord has showed him on how to live a life of significance and to really have such a huge impact and make a difference and still have family life, you know, where it's somewhat in balance and things like that. So just wanting to bring this full circle, because I know that because we're so intentional, we're doing some amazing things for the Lord, as well as for business, that sometimes the enemy seems to go on a rampant attack, right? But I want you to know that everybody goes through seasons of difficulties, and everybody has a challenge in their life. And I know that part's not going to make you feel better, probably, but one of the enemy's traps that I see happen so frequently is that he likes to isolate us and convince us that we're not going to make it to the other side. And that's why I love, like what Connie was mentioning, that we've got the Facebook community. And I don't try to post a whole lot about negative things or if I'm not feeling well or things like that. But it seems like when I just can't seem to get the breakthrough, that I need to get others to join faith with me. So I'll post on my Facebook page, and I'll have a lot of responses. Like this last week, I just posted about the fevers because I couldn't get them to go down and go away, and I was really struggling to keep working and keep impacting the kingdom. But then instantly people started praying, and you can feel that. You know that there's going to be a difference. And God promises us in his word that he's going to deliver the righteous out of all of our afflictions. And so I want to encourage you that if you are going through a season of difficulty or a challenge in your life, I want you to know that you are going to make it to the other side, and that God's going to deliver you out of all of your afflictions. Now, if you're going through a tough time today, I want you to keep an attitude of faith and expectancy, because you can trust him. We know that because what? He promised us in his word in Hebrews 4:15 that he understands all of our weaknesses, that he faced all the same things, and yet he didn't sin. And he told us later in his word that he's given us the ability to overcome as well, right? And one of the things that I found that really makes a big difference is if I'm going through a time of testing, a time of trial, a time of conflict, a time that I'm really feeling challenged, one of the greatest things that I learned from one of my early spiritual mentors was to pray for someone else and to sow seeds of success into somebody else's life. So especially the person, if you're in a conflict with someone, to bless them, because we're supposed to bless those that curse us, right? But really bless them, not just say, Lord, bless them, but pray specific blessings into their life and then look to see how I could be the one that could bring those blessings. Now, I know that might sound really strange to you, and you might think that's got to be really hard. Well, one of the things that we're doing in this 7-day experiment with the Intentional Living book so far is we've been blessing people. We've done intentional things to have valued other people or to bless them. And sometimes we've been, you know, bringing other people in to help us, or sometimes it was for a family member or whomever. But I want you to think about your specific situation where you're having a challenge. And I think this goes even deeper, and it's a step further than just trying to find someone randomly. Maybe you're having problems getting along with your son or your daughter, or maybe they're just really trying your patience. Sow seeds of success into them, because what happens is God has a system in place, and it's the principle of sowing and reaping, right? And whatever you're going to pour out into others, it's going to come back to you with increased measure. I know you hear me talk about this frequently, but it's kind of like when you plant one seed of corn. You're not only going to get a stalk that comes up, you're going to get a stalk with probably two or three ears of corn on it. And then on each ear, there's going to be hundreds or thousands of kernels from that one seed. So whatever you're going to pour into other people, if you desire more success in your life, you desire more understanding, you desire greater health, you desire better relationships, pour that into someone else. And trust me, if you help somebody else succeed, especially if it's someone that's challenging you, the higher that they go up, the more that you're going to rise up too. And when you give generously of your time and your talents and your resources, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get more people pouring into you. You're going to get that harvest as well into those specific areas, right? I want you to have the abundant life that God has for you. And we know that we can trust him, right? And I know some of you have been waiting for healing in your body. And this was a big challenge in my family because my mom was an amazing woman of God. Anybody that ever needed prayer, we had strangers walk up to us every single time we would walk into whatever grocery store we went into, if we went into Walmart, if we were in JCPenney. I mean, if we were in any store, strangers would walk up to her. She just had an anointing that she carried with her that people just, she had happy, light, smiling eyes, and light was always coming out of her eyes, and people were drawn to her essence, and they would just say, you know, I don't know, but I feel compelled to tell you this, and would you pray for me? And she would pray for them right there on the spot, and she would continue to pray for them. But my mom was diagnosed with cancer in her 20s, 28 years old, ovarian cancer, stage 4. They didn't think she would make it, and it had attached itself to her bladder. She didn't have most of her bladder. But she lived well up into, like, I think she was like 60 years old, and just was this blessing constantly. I'm so thankful for the example that she left and the significant legacy she left through her life that she lived. But as she was coming into her latter years, she developed breast cancer. And it grew very rapidly, and it was so large, it was the size of a watermelon, and we would cut it off, and it would come back within just weeks. It'd be the same size again, to the point where we would carry it, and she was such a beautiful woman, and she always had her nails done and makeup on and always so beautiful, and she would reek of death and rotted flesh, and it was so disheartening to her, and we did everything we could to help her live her last days in a great place. But she believed that she was going to be supernaturally healed because there was nothing else the doctors could do for her. And we believed with her. And there was a time period of about 6 weeks that she was completely cancer-free towards the end of her battle. And we were so thankful and praising God. And it was, we were just so excited about this. But then it came back with a vengeance. And she almost seemed like at that moment she wanted to isolate herself and she wanted to give up. The battle seemed to be too much for her. And I want to encourage you, if you're going through something, to keep your hope, to keep your faith, keep expecting, because if God hasn't healed your body, I want you to trust that he's doing something greater inside of you. Now, we didn't understand everything that was happening within my mom's body, but we saw her grow towards the end of her life in such an amazing way. She was touching people that we never would have seen her get in contact with or touch, And she was not only bringing salvation, she was bringing hope. She was bringing healing to emotions and relationships. And the Lord was working in her so mightily and doing such an amazing thing. Now, I'm not saying that your illness might take your life. But I know at that point, she was in a good place. She had told me that she had never grown so close to the Lord as that time. And this was from somebody that I didn't think anybody was closer to the Lord. So I want to encourage you that if you're waiting for healing, or you're waiting for healing of relationships, or whatever it is that your challenge is or your struggle, the Lord's working in you and through you to do something even greater. Now, if you're struggling for contracts, agreements, if you're struggling with finances, whether it's in business or in personal, I want to encourage you today, because God's working in you to do something greater than even just giving you the finances instantly, because he can give you whatever we ask. He promises to do that, but he's also working a greater plan in you, and we need to trust him to do his total work in our lives. And not try to dictate exactly how that looks, right? It tells us in the Word in Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, that, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and whose confidence is in him. You know, they're going to be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream, and it doesn't fear when the heat comes because its leaves are always green. Now listen to this. It has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit. So we're supposed to be like that tree. We're not supposed to worry in the times of doubt. We're not supposed to fail to bear our fruit. We're supposed to continue to trust. It goes on in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It tells us that trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. Now, he tells us exactly what we're supposed to do, but we need to make sure we're doing it. So in all our ways, submit to him, and he's going to make our path straight. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. I love that verse. It's one of my favorites. I always, when I'm praying and planning, right now we're doing some market strategy sessions to take us through the first half of next year, and I love that. We've been claiming this verse that we're going to commit to the Lord whatever we do, and he's going to establish our plans. So anytime we go into planning, that's our verse that we stand on. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, that means when you're in troubled times, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they're not going to sweep over you. That's like when things are rushing past you, and it seems like it's too hard to even hang on to, right? That's what the rivers mean. They're not going to sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. I know some of you have been feeling the heat lately. That's what we're talking about. Psalm 143, verse 8 tells us, when I'm afraid, I'm going to put my trust in you. For I've put my trust in you, and show me the way that I should go, for I can entrust you with my life. James 1:6 says, when you ask, you have to believe without doubting. Because the one who doubts is like a wave in the sea, blown and tossed in the wind. So even if you have a thought of doubt, repent of that and don't speak it. Psalm 121, verse 3 says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. So God's not sleeping on the job. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? So for those of you that are wondering, where is my next meal coming from? Where is my next client coming from? Where is the cash flow coming from? He says, stop fretting about it. Start believing and look to see what he's working in and through your life and where you can be a blessing to other people. It also goes on in Proverbs 29:25 to say, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. I want to encourage you today, because I know that God wants to do amazing things in and through your life. And you might not understand the challenge that you're in right now, but you can trust God. You can trust Jesus. He's been through everything and didn't fall into the snares of sin. And he's provided a way for you. He's given you your instructions. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Spend time with Him. Spend time with Him today, each and every day. It's so important. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you that we can trust you. And Jesus, thank you that you came and lived a sinless life, that you sowed the seed into our life, coming to earth, being that perfect sacrifice for our sin without blemish, and that you overcame death and the grave, that you overcame sickness and illness, that by your stripes we were healed, and Lord, that we can walk in the abundant life that you've given us. Help us to submit our ways completely to you, that we would not sin against you, that we would sow into the lives of others, that we would do what your commandments tell us in your word. Lord, thank you for giving us instructions and not just saying go for it and leaving us without specific things, knowing that when we trust in you without wavering in our faith, that we will have what you've said. But we need to also look for the things that you're doing in our lives and that we can be faithful servants of you. Lord, I pray that you'll be with Jeannie, that she will have her time of refreshing, that, you know, her car broke down, Lord, and that you would just provide for that and for every single thing, that she will stay in a positive place in her mind and choose life and not choose to speak words of death or things that would cause things to spiral out of control or negatively. Lord, we do pray for cash flow for Bob's business. We call forth finances to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And Lord, I pray that you would help him to see what you are doing and working in his life. And Lord, that you would bring peace and restoration and understanding as he works with his son in business, and that tensions would be gone in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray for Carol's mom, Lord, that you would bring her healing, that you would bring peace. She's asking for answers, so Lord, I ask that you would give her the answers that would bring her peace that goes beyond understanding, regardless of what the doctors or the specialists say, Lord, because that doesn't matter. What matters is what your word says and how you're working in and through her life. So Father God, I pray that you would bring her peace, that you would bring her healing, that you would bring understanding, and that you would be with Carol's sister as she's caring for her mom and being there with her. And Lord, we just rebuke the attacks of the enemy. We rebuke isolation. We rebuke accidents in Jesus' name. And we pray hedges of protection around your people in Jesus' name. Send your mighty warring angels to protect in all areas. And Lord, we know that there's many unspoken requests today, Lord. I just pray that you will just be the person. Bring peace into their life. Bring focus. I just love you, Lord, and I just pray that you would meet every need. You promised to do that. We love you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, make it a great week, everybody. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal week. Trust in the Lord. He's made it through to the other side. He's working in you. He wants you to sow seeds of success into your own life by your words and your deeds, and do that for others as well. I hope you've been encouraged today. Invite your friends to join us again next week, and know that I'm going to be praying for you in the meantime. Take care. God bless you, and we will talk again next Monday. Bye, everybody.